You know, here on 2SA Radio, we often talk about some of those places that everyone flocks to with lots of crowds and big numbers to see some of the spectacular sights and sounds of our wonderful region. But if you want to really get away from it all and just connect yourself with nature, then do I have a place for you. It's called Glue Pot Reserve. It's north of Wakery in the Riverland, and the chairman of SAME, Duncan McKenzie, joins us to talk about it this morning on 2SA Radio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Very well indeed. I've just had a look at the website and a couple of other lots of beautiful scenery at Glue Pot Reserve. It's the largest block of intact mallee left in the country.
Yes, it is, and it's the largest conservation reserve in Australia that's managed and operated entirely by volunteers. We don't have any paid staff whatsoever.
Is that right? It's a testament to them. This Glue Pot Reserve, folks, you can check that out at gluepot.org. But we'd prefer it if you checked it out for yourself by heading there. Tell us where it is and just a couple of the things that people can see there.
Okay, well, it's exactly 64 kilometres due north of the River Murray and Wakery.
Mm-hmm.
It's well signed all the way in. You don't need four-wheel drive to get in, although 50 kilometres is on sort of gravel road.
Right.
The size of the reserve is 54,000 hectares or 546 square kilometres in size, so it's rather large.
It is indeed.
It has two or three magnificent camping grounds situated in different areas of the reserve in prime bird watching areas.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need to be self-sufficient, take in all your own camping gear, etc., and bring it out. There are no open fires, no firearms, and no pets.
Gotcha. Very good point. And the reason for that is, of course, the bird life and the wildlife that is that calls Glue Pot Reserve home, some of which are fairly rare.
Well, that's right. We've got just over 200 species of birds recorded, but 22 of these are nationally threatened species. And we've got 53 species of reptiles, 12 species of bats, and there are a few areas of the world that support such a concentration of threatened species. So that's what makes, or one of the things that makes Glue Pot worldwide unique.
Absolutely. What sort of visitor do you get to Glue Pot Reserve? I guess you'd get those people who really want to see those threatened species, but also people who just like to get away from the hustle and bustle.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've been going 21 years. July 1997 is when we took over the pastoral lease, and right from day one, the reserve has been built as a model, and it's been built on four pillars, and these are the biodiversity conservation and enhancement through our land management model,
mm-hmm.
Scientific research and monitoring. We've got over 19 universities and research institutes throughout the world conducting ongoing projects on the reserve. Excuse me.
That's right.
Environmental education. We run approximately 13 environmental education courses. We converted the old shearing shed in Glue Pot into an environmental education centre, and it's beautiful. It's got all the latest technology, etc. And these are 2 to 3 day courses that we run throughout the year. And the fourth one is ecotourism. We're a prime ecotourism destination, mainly for bird watchers and conservationists, etc.
Mm.
So there's a lot of activities going on all the time, 365 days of the year.
Yeah, and keep you fairly busy. If you are travelling through the Riverland and you see people talking about the mallee, Glue Pot is the perfect example of it. And you can find it just north of Wakery, of course. Look up gluepot.org and take your push bike, keep the car, travel to a minimum and enjoy the scenery.
Well, it's fantastic up there. A lot of people, particularly families going up, take their bikes because it's relatively flat.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic, once you get up there, and, you know, 546 square kilometres, is very minimal, so you could be up there for a week and not see another vehicle.
Beautiful.
We've got an extensive track system. We've got our own grader, so we grade, keep all our tracks graded. That's primarily for firefighting, etc. So, yes, it's a great place to go to.
A real slice of real Australia, and an Australia of perhaps days gone by when you talk about intact Mallee and also those threatened bird species. Duncan, thank you so much for telling us a bit about Gluepot Reserve today on 2SA Radio, and hopefully a few more people will be able to experience just what you get to experience all the time.
Yep, well worth coming to. We say there are only two people in the world. One lot of those that have been to Gluepot, and the other half of those that want to go to Gluepot.
Absolutely. You've sold it to me too. Thank you, Duncan. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on 2SA Radio.
Thanks for your time. Bye.